It's Monday, November 22nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Apple says it's okay to talk about wages at work. Americans are less focused on work overall, and insurance coverage halves, premiums double, say insurers. This is the Business of Tech. Apple on Friday issued an internal memo reminding employees that they may discuss wages, hours, and working conditions. In a post on an internal site, Apple said its policies do not preclude employees from speaking freely about working conditions, according to a copy of the message viewed by Reuters. We encourage any employee with concerns to raise them in the way they feel most comfortable, internally or externally, the post states. The company also intends to return to the office on February 1st with a hybrid work pilot, under which employees will work out of the office for 1 or 2 days each week. From March, those employees will be at work Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and from home on Wednesday and Friday. Several teams at Apple will not be part of the pilot due to their work requiring a greater need to work in person. That from the information. Why do we care? Feels important to remind everyone that Apple is simply reminding everyone about the law. Employers can't stop this kind of discussion. This isn't them being magnanimous, it's them following the law, particularly at a time when they have some internal strife with employees. That's why we care. If you're managing people or a business owner, these are rules and laws you should know. As for their return to the office, we'll see. I've heard this one before. And while work issues are top of mind, some reporting from Protocol. Before the coronavirus pandemic, nearly one quarter of all Americans said they find meaning and purpose in their lives because of their work and jobs. Now that number has declined by more than 9% in a new Pew Research study, affirming anecdotal stories about the American population's increasing disinterest in participating in the labor market. Higher income and college-educated people were the most likely to find meaning in work before the pandemic. The fall-off in valuing careers can be seen within those specific groups as well. While Americans with higher incomes and those with a college degree remain the most likely to bring up their jobs, both groups have become less likely to do so, with a decline from 37% to 27% among those in the upper income tier, and a decline from 39% to 26% among the college-educated, the researchers wrote in the report. Also taking a blow due to the pandemic, business travel. 39% of business travelers, those who used to travel for work at least 3 times a year pre-pandemic, say they'll never do it again, according to a new survey from Morning Consult. Finally, Robin's return to office report for October shows office capacity at 25%. The highest since the pandemic started, and foot traffic in American workplaces jumped 19% in October. Conference rooms were busier as well, with a 6% increase in bookings. The return rate has slowed slightly since September, which was 26% in the U.S., and Robin predicts a drop in foot traffic in November and December in the U.S. due to the upcoming holidays. Why do we care? The changes to business travel and stats around returning to the office feel tactical, data points on the journey. Let's focus instead on the attitude shift. Americans not as focused on work is a pretty important headline. Too often, business conversations are around what the business wants or strictly within the business context. If you're a business leader and not factoring in your employees' desires outside the office, you're missing a significant portion of the story. Few people live to work, and much more than ever before. If you're having hiring or retention problems or want to avoid them, make sure that's part of your thinking. Let's note a specific story from Reuters. Insurers have halved the amount of cyber cover they provide to customers after the pandemic, and home working drove a surge in ransomware attacks that left them smarting with from hefty payouts. Limits have halved, where people were offering £10 million, or about $13.5 million. Nearly everyone is reduced in half. Insurance broker Marsh said that premium rates have almost doubled in the United States and jumped by 73% in Britain, due to the frequency and severity of ransomware attacks. RPS said rates for some policies have risen as much as 300%. Insurers note that some attackers even check to see if potential victims have insurance, making them a more appealing target. Why do we care? Rates are going up, coverage is going down, and having coverage makes you a target. First thing first. Make sure customers and yourself aren't actively disclosing your coverage. Security by obscurity isn't the only answer, but no reason to make the attacker's job easier. Is this in your 2022 planning? Your and your customers' budgets had better reflect this, if you can even get coverage. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicating to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. A shortened week this week with only 3 episodes. We'll see how much stories there are. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.